Hello. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach. You won't believe who I have in the house today. I'm telling you, folks, you know what? Just when you think nothing else good will happen, because it's been such an amazing, crazy week for me. But I got to tell you, I'm really excited today because this is actually the weekend, and I'm doing this podcast specifically because I wanted to connect even further with someone you will shortly know or begin to know about her journey of success, her journey in terms of mentoring youth, her journey as a crisis counselor, business, administration, development, and oh, did I mention she is from Chicago, the Windy City, and it's got to be windy somewhere, right? So it's got to be Chicago is in the house. As a New Yorker, I'm welcoming the Chicago native, and her name is Andrea. And just think of Andre, but Andrea. And I asked Andrea a million times before we started the broadcast, how do you pronounce your name? So you know what? She can tell you more about that, but I'm going to say Andrea, and she'll tell me if I'm right. But let me just say a little bit more about Andrea, and we're going to get right on into it, because of course, we're always limited time, which drives us bananas, but we'll get through this. She has her master's degree in social work from Chicago State University. And honestly, she's got 4 years of experience and then some in counseling and business administration and development. And guess what? She's passionate, and I'm telling you, about mentorship and supporting youth, women, and people with disabilities. And just keep in mind, folks, we have a lot going on with the global pandemic. And if there's any time that we need to tap into our youth population, the time is now. And before I say anything else, I'm going to tell you this. You have to clap your hands, stomp your feet, and welcome this millennial. She's not just any millennial. She said it herself that she's 27 years, and I said young. Y, capital Y-O-U-N-G, 27 years young. And let her come on to the floor right now. Welcome, welcome, Andrea DeBerry.
Yes. So you definitely have that last name correct.
All right, welcome. Yes, hello. Yes, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for inviting me to your podcast. Yeah. I really love the opportunity. This is actually my first podcast, so I'm excited.
You see, that's what I love. It's your first podcast. And I had one or two other people say that to me, and they happen to be authors and speakers. I was like, are you serious? You haven't been on anybody's podcast? They said, right. No. And you know what? Thanks for having me and getting and being able to highlight somebody's experience. And I'm all about resilience and highlighting stories of success. Yes. But more so resilience, because we all have one. So without further ado, let's just take up the time and get more into a little bit about you, which has already been said as part of your bio. But I mean, just so many things. You got a Mary Corps and NEPRIS, N-E-P-R-I-S, that connects students and industry professionals.
So much.
What is your passion, and what is your journey looking like now?
Oh, I love this question. I think that I've always been on a journey, and in general, I've always seen my journey to be ever changing. So I try not to stick just with one thing. Whenever my body, my mind, my spirit is saying, Andrea, try something new, I am ready to jump into something new. Now, change always is something that isn't welcome too often. I know for a lot of young people, we get hesitant, we get anxious. But honestly, I've been learning to accept it, because it's something you need to see yourself grow. And that's just what happens when you want to grow, you know. But in general, I would say in all of the things that I've done, my passion has been mentorship. So I say this often because I find a lot of good spirit, good energy when I speak to young people. Mm-hmm. And it started when I used to have a lot of young cousins growing up, and they would come to me and they're texting me and they're like, Andrea, let me talk to you about this. And I found myself being able to really dive into their lives, but not trying to tell them what to do, mm-hmm. really just coming from their perspective and really seeing what they're saying about the situations they're in, and not trying to be, you know, that older cousin who's like, you know, don't do that. You know, I want them to really feel like they can be themselves with me. And so that trickled into a lot of the work I did when I would have internships in my Master of Social Work degree. I did work into City Colleges of Chicago as a counselor, and then I started work at AmeriCorps with my school at Chicago State University. And then I also worked with a nonprofit called Year Up Chicago, and all of my work there was centered around youth. And I truly loved engaging in conversation with them, really learning their experience, the struggles, but also being able to inspire and motivate. And a lot of that comes out of, too, I would say, my personal experiences growing up. Sometimes I wanted somebody to come sit down next to my bed and just say, let's talk, you know. And I'm an only child. I did not get that growing up. I didn't share too much, but my parents do have a developmental disability, so they weren't able to tend to my emotional needs as much as I wanted them to. And so that leaves you with cousins and aunts and mm-hmm. uncles who could fill that space, but no one's going to fill that space like your parents or your siblings and things like that. So I definitely had to learn at a young age, where could I get that from, right? And so I really just enjoy pouring into young people. I would definitely say that that's my passion.
Well, we're going to just say, folks, again, if you're just joining, and this will be broadcast will be available either today, which is Saturday, January 29th, 2022, or at least within the next 24 hours. So, but if you get to see this, perhaps via Zoom or just the audio, which you really need to listen, because you can listen even in your car. So that's what I love about podcasting. And I want to tell you that this seems like there's a hashtag youth empowerment, you know, youth mental health, and just in the population itself because of the global pandemic. And one thing I really loved, and I say pandemic, and I know we're tired of talking about, tired of hearing the word, but when you think about it, there's such a rise in terms of suicides amongst just adults and youth. But yes. The youth population seems to be where they can't go into the classroom, or sometimes they aren't. If someone has a learning disability, it becomes even more difficult or challenging. Mm-hmm. And I have to imagine that you are really getting busier than you've ever been before in terms of having some counseling sessions and so forth. And for those who have no clue about what AmeriCorps is or the crisis counseling center that you're affiliated with, can you tell us a little bit about that and how they can get involved, or why should they get involved? If you can hear me.
Ms. Johnson, I'm so sorry. Actually, my internet said that it was not stable, so I didn't hear that last part. So okay. Sorry.
All right. I'm just going to repeat it and paraphrase it. Essentially, I was asking if for those who are unaware of AmeriCorps or the Chrysaline Counseling Center that you are affiliated with, and how that may have helped you even early on in your career, if needed. How can people learn more about that? And what is your current involvement with either one of those organizations? And again, for a lot of people who are unaware.
Definitely.
And why is it important this time around?
Got it. So just to talk about AmeriCorps, if you hear that term ever, that is federal funded programs. So that can actually happen anywhere. It can happen with a nonprofit organization, or it can happen in a school, and really namely a university. And so how that comes to your school, how that comes to your organization is dependent on who's trying to write that grant for that, or who's trying to get that grant. And so what happened with Chicago State University is that we had a director, his name is Christopher Cook, an administrator who wanted to bring this grant to Chicago State. And the aim was to get youth between the ages of 16 to 24 involved in either work or college. And so we were looking at students who were considered opportunity youth. I don't like giving labels at all, but the term prior to opportunity youth was disengaged youth. So maybe they were not able to attend high school for some reasons. Maybe something happened in their lives and they had different circumstances. And so we did a lot of field work. We would join organizations, go to their conferences, go to their events, and speak to students one-on-one, providing that mentorship, but also trying to create everlasting relationships to see how can we navigate them into the things that they wanted to do. I am not a big believer that you have to go to school. I don't think that you have to go to college to get where you want to go. But it was very important to have these conversations with students because you never know if they've had those conversations before or not. And so you might be the first person sitting with them, having this conversation for them to learn, what does that entry look like, right? And so if you ever want to get engaged with an AmeriCorps program, you can always go to AmeriCorps.gov just to see what programs are available to you. But if you're currently at a university, at a college, just see if they actually have a program available to you. I also know that most individual AmeriCorps programs post on Indeed.com. So if you ever want to see any positions available, put in AmeriCorps. It's AmeriCorps. And then you can just see what positions are open. They do provide you a stipend, and it's considered volunteer work. It is not considered a job. So you do get a living stipend to provide this volunteer work. And so just to give you that background there, it's very important that when you're looking at becoming a volunteer and dedicating your, we say dedicating your time for service, right? That you are passionate about dedicating your time. It's going to take your time, and it's going to take that feeling in you, that driving you, that you can connect to what that mission of that program is. I felt like I connected holistically because I was going through my Master of Social Work degree while I had joined AmeriCorps, and I had already connected with youth previously before that. So it looked so perfect. Everything was aligning. Mm-hmm. So if you ever join an AmeriCorps program, make sure that it's something true to you. They have different ones. Some are focused on environment. Some are focused on adults with mental health concerns. Mm-hmm. Now, just to talk a little bit about the crisis counseling, I actually just entered into crisis counseling just when I received my Master of Social Work degree. Prior to that, I had done counseling just through my internships, and it was a traditional counseling. You go into a room, you provide 1 hour of counseling, and make sure that whoever you're providing that counseling with has some follow-up, are getting the resources they need. The new way that I've been doing my counseling now is through the crisis counseling. And what we've been providing this through is called a living room program. Chicago has been initiating through nonprofit organizations. It's considered a space where people with mental health concerns can come and literally just feel like they're at home. So there's no assumption that they need our help to further anything, or they need a bunch of resources, or they need case management, right? When we think of case management, it's not a bad thing, but you are looking at step-by-step processes. How can we get you to this end goal? Mm-hmm. The goal with the living room program is that you're coming into this space for safety, for a conversation. Maybe you need a meal. Maybe you just want to be warm. Some of the people who come and join us, they are homeless or looking for homes. And so we'll try to find them immediate resources at that time. But we're really listening to what this person is telling us. If they haven't said, hey, I want this, I want to learn more about this organization, or I want to learn more about this, we don't push that on them. We want to make sure that we're providing that direct service in that moment. What are they coming in for? And so they might literally step in and say, hey, I just want to talk because today wasn't a good day on the train and I feel like I'm about to blow up. And so the goal is to make sure we're getting them back to their baseline. What is their normal feeling about this situation? And then what do you need from here? What can we help you with while you're here? And so I really love doing the crisis counseling because it's really a modern approach if you think about counseling.
Well, the thing about all of what you were saying in terms of the counseling piece and I love that with Renaissance,
yes,
living inside room. And when you take all of that and you say, wow, what really is going on here? We need all of it, no matter what. We need all of it. That's very, very important. And what I'm going to say too is that we have to figure out a way wherever we can get, especially the youth population, to come and talk. And they should have mentors and coaches, if you will. Yes. And so one of the things I liked about your background, because you have the traditional 9-to-5, but you're also connected in communities. And so I think we could really, honestly, I want to applaud you on just getting that done because, you know, just getting that done. You've achieved your master's in social work, a qualified mental health professional, yes. You know, I mean, all of the accolades, but what really says it all to me, listening to you, is that, you know, you don't only just talk the talk, you're actually walking and talking and walking and talking, mm-hmm. and you're doing it. You're doing it and doing it well. And that is the key, that you're involved. And many of us, including, you know, some that don't happen to be 27 anymore, but, you know, I know I need to get even more involved in as well and in empowering the youth. And that's why I tried smaller things on a smaller scale, even such as inviting you to come on my podcast, because right. if we're not connecting. And by the way, folks, speaking about connections, if you're just joining us, I am speaking with the awesome, awesome Andrea D. Berry. Yes, capital D, is it a lowercase e?
Yep.
And then capital B as in boy, E-R-R-Y. Say it twice, it gets really nice. And Andrea De Berry, the Chicago native, she's been talking and letting us know what she's doing in terms of connecting with her community and maybe several communities, because again, even the organizations that you mentioned, especially AmeriCorps, you know, again, that's a national organization. It just isn't centered in Chicago or New York, which is my native and hometown. And by the way, I'm coming to you, speaking to you from the greater Atlanta area. But for folks who are listening, it's very important. You need to connect with Andrea De Berry, especially on LinkedIn. You can find her on LinkedIn or connect with her on Instagram. And again, we're going to just get the information out there, the websites and all that. Don't have to worry about it. But as long as people know who are listening today, and by the way, I mean, globally, we just want you to know that hashtag youth mentorship, hashtag youth development, hashtag youth empowerment, whatever you can do, you have to be able to at least try to serve. And that's a good population to start, because again, right, global pandemic, what have we been doing? We're still talking virtually. We're still getting mm-hmm. it done. I'm the no sugarcoating coach, so you know I'm going to say that.
Andrea, and that's actually AmeriCorps' theme, if you didn't know, Ms. Johnson.
What is it?
Getting it done. Getting things done. That's getting actually AmeriCorps.
I did not know that. Coach Joy did not. I wasn't aware. And that's, again, why knowing someone's background, reading about it, you may never connect at this level, but there's a lot of lessons here on this interview. And that is connect, and reconnect. You can mm-hmm. never have enough connections, but the ones that you do have, they are valuable. This conversation is valuable to someone who's listening out there, never heard of you, maybe never heard of me. Now they know Coach Toy and Andrea De Berry out of Chicago. And I'm going to move into a different direction. And I ask this to most, and that is, we all have a journey. And hopefully the journey is of success. But along the way, there are bumps in the road, there are, you know, things. And like I said, you know, you may be the magic millennial that can enlighten us here today, but I have to tell you, because when people say, well, age is just a number, well, you got to think about that. Maybe that's true, but I'm learning and can learn something from someone who's maybe perhaps younger than me or even more elder than myself. And that's why we, you know, with our grandparents, those of us who were blessed to have some are still alive and can talk to them. And I don't mind. I need to talk to people so that I can learn more, you know, a little gem or nugget. So thank you for dropping them today. In terms of your journey, from going from, I mean, okay, you went to high school, you graduated from college, you do have the traditional 9-to-5 at NEPRIS, you know, somewhere in between, there may have been some hiccups, not to get into the complete personal, because we don't even have that kind of time, but just, you know, for those who may have found some challenges along their roads to say, I wanted to do something in my life. I'm a young person. Nobody understands me. Nobody sees me. What do you say? Do you have some, you know, suggestions or something that happened along your way? You had a hiccup, but hey, you came out okay.
Definitely. I think you have to find who truly is your support system, right? I think we think the traditional support system are the people we get born into. So our parents, our siblings, if you have close family members around. And this is not to put any of those relatives down, but really ask yourself, are they looking into you? Are they sitting down with you? Are they having these conversations to see who you are? Or are they going by their own standard, right? And just because they're going by their own standard doesn't mean they don't love you or they don't support you, but then you have to put yourself around people who can see your vision and make sure that you're taking those steps toward your vision, not theirs, but yours. And I found myself when I was going through any hiccups that I was dealing with, that I had a safe haven, and that wasn't always home. Mm-hmm. My safe haven most of the time was at school, and that was because I was supported. I was getting that emotional learning, that emotional development from a lot of our administrators there, and then also students that I was connecting with who became my close friends and who were embedded in me and embedded in what I wanted to do. And sometimes you just have to feel inspired in general by what you're often surrounded by, and school was the place for me. So I would say in general, find your support system, find your safe haven, but then also think to yourself, what's more important for you, right? Like, who is your priority? Is it the expectations of other people, or is it yourself? I had told Coach Toy today that I wanted to speak about putting yourself first, but just to drop a little bit about what that looks like, it's often very hard if you have responsibilities or if you have set expectations from people. And so start looking at yourself and asking yourself, if I made myself a priority, what are the things I would want and what are the things I would need and what are the small steps I can do to get there? You might not get everything at once, everything you're desiring at once, but those steps are going to get you closer to your desires, closer to your success, and whatever that looks like for you. Because success isn't that 9-to-5 for all people, right? And honestly, it's not always for me either. Some days I have times where I'm like, hey, I don't know if this works. So you have to really go with your flow and then have faith that troubles don't last always. I had my great grandmother and my aunt. They used to always tell me that, like, troubles don't last always. We are always changing. So have hope that any situation you're in now, it's not going to be that way forever.
Wow. That was really a great point, because a lot of times, including very, 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 very mature adults, we might think that, oh my goodness, it's a crazy, you know, maybe it's financial, maybe it's emotional, and maybe we're just really upset. Again, pandemic just kind of put a, not even a pencil mark anymore, like an actual ballpoint pen on this epidemic in terms of emotional health, mental health across the board. But there's a lot, obviously, in the news. If you keep listening to that, you could probably get more depressed. But if you look at it from a daily perspective, we all have to pivot. And pivoting doesn't really, you know, you sometimes you don't want to do it because it involves change. And with that said, you know, change, it comes, it will come, and it will keep coming. The change will come, whether it's through organizational, whether it's somebody at your workplace, they decided they're going to go in a different direction. People are losing their jobs. People have lost their jobs even before the pandemic. But now, you know, you may or may not be involved in organizations that can help you, or you don't know where to go, especially if you're in that, you know, heavily youth population. So I thank you for highlighting, even in your own journey, the end goal, yes, may be success, but do you think it's important that the youth population actually, including yourself, you know, comes to grips with, can you celebrate mini goals? Because I talk about that all the time on my YouTube. I say, yes. Celebrate mini goals, M-I-N-I. Is that something that you do, you practice, and how could that help others, or does it even help you?
Yes, I've actually noticed, and it's very funny that you bring this up, because me and one of my closest friends were just talking about this, that often when we accomplish another goal, we're ready to go to that next goal. And so I'm not the greatest. I'm not even going to joke around here. I'm not the greatest at celebrating those steps that I'm taking to get to this end goal. But I think that that's important, because then we're teaching ourselves that we are a priority, right? Sometimes when you're not looking at, okay, this step I just made, this goal I just accomplished actually is very important for where I'm about to go, and we're ready to just jump into the next thing. But what about what you just did, right? And so coming down to your reality, and I think it helps you to center yourself. It helps you to balance yourself when you are doing those mini celebrations. I would say if you wanted to do it in any type of way, it could be in general taking yourself to your favorite restaurant. Sometimes it's saying, hey, I'm going to go purchase this one thing I've been seeing and now I want to go get it. Or maybe it's throwing a mini celebration for yourself. I know we're in a pandemic now, but whatever that looks like for you in a safe way to be able to say, I've done this. Me and some of my relatives have said, from now on, we're going to try to have those celebrations when people are things. If we have to throw ourselves a little party, then we're going to do that, because it's very important that we have it.
Excellent. Excellent. And like you said, mini goals are just so important to really the fabric of our lives. Am I right? I mean, we just can't. Can you hear me?
I can. Internet, oh. Again, I'm sorry. Hopefully okay, you can edit.
Yeah, and I was just saying, it's very important with the fabric of our lives in terms of reaching, you know, just to obtain a goal, but just think about celebratory in terms of mini goals. So that is really the key. If you're just joining us, I've been talking with Andrea DeBarry. It's so quick to easy to say Andrea, but her name is pronounced Andrea DeBarry, Barry, not Barry, capital D, lowercase e, capital B-E-R-R-Y, out of Chicago, the Windy City, yes, and the wind blew her in with some gems. She came and brought it today. You're listening to Speak to Me First podcast show. I'm your host, Coach Toy Johnson Vincent, the no sugarcoating coach, motivational speaker, certified life coach, HR talent acquisition professional, bah, 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 and yes, certified life coach. But today I am your podcast host. And you know what? And before we wrap up, because we want to get some information of how we can connect with Andrea, because I'm telling you, if you want to listen to someone, and particularly in the youth population, and I know she's listening to me and she can hear me, what have you, but I'm saying it in front because people say, give you your flowers now. Why do we wait to see if we see someone and we know that they're doing great in the community? Why not show them and tell them how you feel? And I want to say, because a lot of times we have this misconception, oh, it's a millennial, we're not listening, we can't gap, Generation X, there's so many, and we baby boomers, and you know, we won't say which one I am because it's not important today. The important thing is, let's just say this, I come with my own wisdom, you know. I come with my own wisdom and stories of resilience. And this is true. And so I just wanted to even just thank you for even coming on and talking about something that's so important. Last but not least, before we wrap up, because I want to make sure we get your information, can you just tell me, number one, you're currently at NEPRIS, right? Yes. And I want to thank you because I know I'll be speaking on that platform coming up. Black History Month. It's a series, yes. So there'll be multiple speakers. I'm one that has volunteered on the industry chat. And if someone were interested in that, again, we're just trying to wrap it up here. Mm-hmm. How can they connect on that platform? If indeed, maybe they want to speak to the youth. They are other speakers or authors who want to do the same that what I'll be doing February 14th.
Yes, so you can always contact me, of course, on LinkedIn if you want to get involved with NEPRIS. Just to give a little bit of background about it, NEPRIS is a cloud-based platform, and the goal is to connect professionals to students across the nation virtually. So we have educators who use our platform to have certain presentations available to students. Sometimes we have series very similar to what Coach Choi just mentioned. We have a Black History Month series coming up. And so you can offer your own virtual presentation, or you can volunteer for one specific class for a presentation that that teacher is saying, hey, I want to speak with a veterinarian, or I want to speak with a life coach, and I want my students to be introduced to this career. The goal is career readiness. And so if you'd like to get involved, please just go to neperis.com. That's N-E-P-R-I-S.com. And then it'll show you exactly how it works, how you can get signed up. Completely free to get signed up. And so we love to have you if you'd love to present with students and inspire them for any other of the careers that you've been involved in.
Excellent, excellent. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And before we end the broadcast, can you tell people, because they may want to get involved in the organizations that you mentioned earlier, perhaps AmeriCorps, we know that they can go there, they have your website, but to learn a little bit more about the living room, Renaissance Living Room. And how it can they connect with you on LinkedIn and Instagram? Is that right? You know your handles offhand, so to speak.
Yes, yeah, definitely. So connect with me on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is, of course, my name. So Andrea DeBerry, A-N-D-R-I-A. And then last name DeBerry, D-E-B-E-R-R-Y. If you'd like to connect with me on Instagram, it is at Andrea My Heir. So my middle name is My Heir. I know I have my whole government name out here, but the name is A-N-D-R-I-A and then M-Y-H-E-I-R. And I'm more than happy to share more about my experiences with you.
Excellent. And we're connected on both platforms. So if you, if anyone is listening, they're interested in connecting with me, I'm of course, you know, the No Sugar Coating Coach, and not the No Sugar Coating Coach, just No Sugar Coating Coach. And you'll probably see an accredited virtual presenter seal out there in lieu of a picture or photo. And Andrea, most recently, because we connected, I did present her on one of my stories on Instagram and have shared about her upcoming podcast, which finally we made it. How about that? So I want to just thank you, Andrea. Anything that you want to say before we close? Any other thing you'd like to mention? I guess I'll just ask you one thing because we do have just a couple of minutes. What do you like? I mean, your business, you answer that phone, you answer the questions every time I call you for something. You know, a couple of hiccups, you walk me through things technology-wise and all of that. All I want to know now, and people want to know, because hey, let's face it, you said it in your bio, you're 27. So yes. What do you like to do for fun? Anything that you like to do? I mean, do you have a hobby or something? You know, or what's one thing people don't know about you that you absolutely love?
Yeah, so I have to reinvent my hobbies. When I was in college for my bachelor's degree, I used to love dancing. I would join dance organizations or Black Student Union. I would love getting involved that way. Now that I'm at this stage, I have responsibilities. I'm working and after work, I'm like, I just want to eat and go to sleep. I don't have too many hobbies, but you will catch me in the mirror doing my hair. I love changing my hairstyles. And then I also love, I don't know if any of you guys have heard, the Oculus Quest 2, it's like a virtual reality game system. I've been playing that, and there's a game on there called Beat Saber. So you can definitely play that to get a little physical action going on. So you get some fitness in, but it's also very fun. And so I've been playing that. But I have to be honest with you, Coach Choi, I need to find some new hobbies. I need some more hobbies.
Well, you know what? When you're 27 years young, you can find more hobbies. This is the great time. It should be a great time in your life. You're, you know, very successful, you know, woman, and you are lending your talent and your services to the world, quite frankly. And I'll keep sharing your name. You know how some people say, keep my name out of your mouth. Nope, not on this one. Just keep it out there, folks. Andrea DeBerry, Chicago native. Check her out on Instagram and check her out professionally on LinkedIn. Click the button follow. Don't worry about people who don't automatically connect with you. And I tell people this all the time with my HR background. I'm never worried about people not connecting. Sometimes they just want to follow you to see the type of posts that you put out there, your articles, to see if there's something that really, really they want to be connected to. So don't take it personal, folks. It just happens. That's just the HR tip for me. But again, I want to just thank you so much, Andrea, for taking your time today and joining us. I really, really do appreciate you for doing that. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and address the audience. Again, globally, thank you very much for tuning in today. I've been talking with Andrea DeBerry. She really dropped some gems. I just loved her. I loved her just the way that she came across, and she was able to give us those gems and nuggets of information regarding crisis counseling, how to get involved, why she's involved herself, a little bit about her family. And who knew? She even talked about, parents with disabilities. And again, you know, that's not something easy for people to talk about. So I want you to understand this is that I'm so excited to have Aunt Andrea here today with us. And as I even looked at my notes, I know I wanted to say one other thing, and that is really important to me. Outreach, 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 no matter what age you are. You do not have to put an age attached to service. There isn't any, because if that were the case, you wouldn't have people, you know, maybe you walk into certain stores who may be greeting people at the door or help you with your shopping online. And there's so many different ways, perhaps with the elder population. It's a global pandemic. Yes, you need to be safe. That is first and foremost. But again, service is really, it comes from the heart. It comes from the heart. My own story, my mom always kept us involved in something. A lot of times I'm shrugging my shoulders or sucking my teeth. I didn't want to do it, but she had her finger on the pulse. And of course, my mom, with her master's degree in special education, my grandmother who had her own business, a beauty salon on the famous Fulton, near the Fulton Street area, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. I and my, aunts, everybody, trainers in physical education in the school system. I don't have a choice not to be great. I don't have a choice not to serve. It is just something, even if it's something small, as something as getting someone to come on the podcast show, which I am so thankful for today, and talk about a different population that normally, you know, in my age range, we just don't always connect. So again, for all of those who have joined us today, I want to thank you. And as I say, when I end my broadcast to everyone, remember this, success is in your future. Bye for now.